Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. John Shepherd.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, John. Thank you for being on Berg Vivant. It's good to see you, as always.
Thank you. It's wonderful because here you are, a former student of mine.
Oh, right out of the gate. We're spilling those beans, huh?
Well, right out of the gate. You're and a success story at that.
Oh, no.
What a success story. I'm so proud of you.
How you do go on. And please, do go on. Yeah.
You haven't changed a bit.
Nope. Well, a lot of these antics, I mean, I learned from...
There you go.
The master.
Yes.
So life
yes.
has come full circle.
You were one of my better students in how to do an interview show. That class that... I'm kidding.
But, you know, you did teach acting for the camera.
That's,
and now, technically, here I am acting for the camera now every day.
There you go. So, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I love Berg Vivant.
Thank you for being a fan.
I think you're the Pittsburgh Null Coward.
I love that.
There you go.
I need to get that on t-shirts.
You should take it. You can use that clip.
I'm going
to. John Shepherd says.
Oh, absolutely.
Null Coward.
And of all the things that you could say, I mean, that's one to take to the bank.
There you go.
I think indeed. So you're a professor of drama here at Point Park University. Are we still doing film classes?
Yep. I teach acting for the camera. Were you? Did my book come out when you were?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
I was going to get to the book.
I'm shameless. That's my specialty, acting for the camera, and I also teach directing, which you were also in my advanced directing class.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, in my bio for Heads, I acknowledge the fact that one of my proudest, what I think was one of my proudest achievements here at Point Park since I've been here for, I guess this is my 14th year. One of my proudest achievements are the hundreds of one-acts or over 100 one-acts that I produced for the one-act festival mm-hmm. and the dozens of students that I mentored throughout those years, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my proudest memories or moments. Or
I'm touched. These were some of the best years of those years.
Yeah.
Here. And in fact, the room that we're at the Pittsburgh Playhouse now.
We are.
And in this very room is where we had acting for the camera.
Yes, and I'm sorry. You deserve a rebate. We now have this gorgeous TV studio downtown.
I know.
Yeah.
This has been like a banner couple of years for Point Park University.
Yeah, Point Park has just sort of bloomed. Yeah, yeah. We're building a new theater, supposedly soon. We have the location for that, and unfortunately, we'll have to leave here at some point someday. But you know, progress.
So it's a great time to be associated with Point Park University.
It is, yeah.
And you came here from Los Angeles, correct?
Well, originally I'm from Los Angeles, and I went back to school for my MFA in Cal State University Long Beach in my 40s because I'd had a career as an actor, and I wanted to teach, and I thought, you know, I could get a job. And so I actually got my MFA, and then I got my first teaching job at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. I was there a couple of years and then moved to the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, taught there a year before I came here. So sort of from L.A., but immediately from Illinois to here.
And you've had a very extensive career in film, television as well.
No, I'm not that extensive, but yeah, I did a lot of TV.
Listen, I love sneakers, okay?
Sneakers.
I do. And I'm sure you've done larger bodies of work than
I have, but I had my moment with Robert Redford
yes.
and River Phoenix. And I have to tell you, this is, you know, shameless, but the casting director of that movie, Risa Brayman, once told me that Philip Alden Robinson, who directed it, said that he said, you know, John Shepard was the best actor in the movie. And I'm like, huh? Because, I mean, it had like an all-star cast.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she was making that up. But but I think the lesson that I like to at least rationalize it in the sense that I had one day on the movie and, you know, and in the presence of Robert, a scene with Robert Redford and River Phoenix, and the fact that I was sort of not, you know, starstruck, or I was able to do it. I think that's what he was sort of referring to.
You were a professional.
I
say
was a professional.
Was, but
I was.
I didn't mean to phrase it that way, but you know, whatever.
I tell my students, like I told you, don't do what I do. Do what I say.
Right.
I'm kidding. Just
take notes. Careful notes.
There you go.
But you know, here in Pittsburgh, in addition to teaching, you've been very busy acting and directing.
Yes. I've been very lucky here, and I'll tell you, Pittsburgh is. Well, it's even better now with Berg Vivant, but the cultural scene in Pittsburgh is just extraordinary for the size of city that we are, and it's actually, they say, it's the second busiest theater city in the country per capita in terms of equity theaters.
And it has the most bars per capita. Do you think that there's a relation?
Oh, I know there's a relation.
Yeah. No, I'm serious about that. I said, cheers. Yeah. But I saw that recently, too, that, you know, Pittsburgh has the most bars per capita.
I'm sure
that's... Are you kidding me? More than Boston, more than Milwaukee?
But per capita.
We're moving up there. And, you know, there's a lot of film happening here now.
Yeah.
And the fact that actors can get just as much work in film and television here now as they are in theater, it's a good sign.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, these articles are coming out, Pittsburgh being the most livable city.
Mm-hmm.
It's really picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a great city, and I'm really happy to be here, and I've been, again, very lucky to do a lot of work around town, and there's a lot of work to be had around town, and it's a really nice thing.
Do good actors make good directors?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think that's the case, but I think good directors have been actors, or at least understand the process.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't think that good actors automatically make good directors, because the major difference is that an actor, and sometimes it's appropriate to be, you know, I love it sometimes when I'm acting, and I just have to worry about the part I'm playing. Directors have to sort of look at the entire picture all the time. So a lot of actors probably find it difficult to make the transition from, you know, looking at their one role to looking at the big picture. But I believe that directors who are able to do that, who also understand the acting process, having been an actor, dancer, whatever, make very good directors. That's my opinion.
So what is your approach then to teaching directing?
Well, you know, it's funny. Directing, you can only really learn how to direct by directing.
Mm.
So, you know, I think my approach to teaching directing is making sure that the students are always engaged in directing on some level, whether it's just an improv in class, or, you know, something as formal as we did with the one acts. So that, you know, I mean, we can talk about directing, and, you know, there's certain things that you can learn from, you know, the masters. You know, so I have a lot of, my students do research projects and things like that about directors and famous directors and successful directors. But the key is to make sure you're directing.
Do you find one of the two more fulfilling these days, acting versus directing?
You know, that's a great question. I've been lucky enough to do both. And, you know, I think it depends on the project. Sometimes it's like I want to just act, and sometimes I want to just direct. I've been doing more directing, which is great, and I love it. So it depends. I mean, I'm sort of like, it's a nice problem to have.
Do they still make you audition?
Oh, yeah.
Now, certainly, an actor of your caliber at this point in your career, they just call you and say, here, we want a John Shepard type for this.
You
Why not get John Shepard?
With that famous story about, I want a John Shepard type, and, well, that was John Shepard. Oh.
Did that happen?
Not with me, but it's this famous story about somebody acting. They said, we're looking for this type of type. They're like, that was the guy. Oh, yeah. I mean, occasionally I'm lucky enough to have someone call me and say, you want to do this? But a lot of times I'm asked to audition.
You
and
go
that's,
through the process.
And that's, you know, something that you always have to do. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. And we certainly learned a lot about, you know, that process here at the at the conservatory program. Mm-hmm. Great, great education, I
have to thank say. Thank you. Well, you were one of the premier students. You were.
So why the hell isn't my picture up on that wall down there?
You
on
know
the
what?
Sixth damn
I
floor.
Have to check in. I'm going to check into
would
that.
Would you please
I will.
Talk to your
I got
people?
A picture of Brian Edward, host of Berg Vivant.
I'll even sign it if you get it up
really?
There within the week.
There you go. There you go.
There's a time frame on that.
Consider it done, Brian.
Good. Indeed. We're making progress here. So the show that you're working on now is Heads.
Heads.
Here at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, production of The Rep. Tell me a little bit about Heads. Because I'm going into this having no idea.
Well, it's not pornographic.
Please continue.
No, it's actually a story. It's pretty intense. It's a story about these four characters in Iraq in 2004 who've been taken prisoner, and none of them are military. There's an American engineer who's been held at the top of the play, an American engineer who's been held captive for about 6 months as the play begins, and then he is joined by this female British diplomat who works at the British Embassy in Basra, who's been captured in a kind of a convoy with two other Americans, a sort of broadcast journalist and a photographer. So it's a story about these four prisoners in these two separate cells, ostensibly in this one warehouse. The cells are not adjoining and they're not even necessarily close together. But it's a play about intimacy in these awful circumstances. Mm. And this is, because it's March of 2004, it was before this became a routine. In other words, it was the beginning of the insurgents taking, you know, prisoners for ransom and things like that. So it wasn't really well established then, and it doesn't turn out well, and it's pretty intense. But it is a story about intimacy in these kinds of awful circumstances.
And it's in an intimate space. It'll be in the studio
it's
theater.
It's in the studio theater, and the audience is certainly part of that intimacy. It's a very, as you know, a very intimate space. There's like, I think, 67 seats, something like that. And all we have are two cells, and that's one of the challenges of directing it, is certainly that I don't have, you know, lots of furniture or props. There literally one cell has a little cot with a mattress, the other cell has no furniture, each cell has a blanket, and each cell has two buckets.
So do you feel that's been your greatest challenge on this particular piece?
Yeah, one of them, certainly. The other one is kind of making it poetic. I guess I should say I was deeply inspired by this book a friend of mine gave me some time ago about the war in Iraq. The name, Dennis Powers wrote it. I think it's called my memory just escaped me.
Have another cocktail.
Yeah, really. oh Lord, that's embarrassing. Something about the Painted Birds. I think that might be it. But anyway, it's written by American soldier who went to Iraq, and he was a machine gunner, and it's a story about this intimate story about this harrowing year he spent on tour in Iraq, and his buddy ends up getting killed, and we know that from the beginning of the book, and the book kind of goes back and forth in time, turns out, I mean, the guy is a poet, and he enlists in the Army when he's 18, and when he gets out, he does one tour, and when he gets out, he ends up going to school, and he ends up getting his MFA from the University of Texas, and he writes this book, and it's a bestseller, and he's been compared to Hemingway, and it's really an amazing account. It's one of the most powerful books I've ever read on war and the ambivalence of war, and but it's also incredibly poetic and beautiful, and I quote the first paragraph of the book in my director's notes. So it was a huge inspiration to me about this play to somehow take this just nightmare and somehow give it a grace or a poetry. And so that's sort of been another challenge of the play.
Tell me about your actors.
Oh, I have a great cast. I mean, it is a tour de force acting piece, obviously, since there's no real spectacle. Mm-hmm. I have James Fitzgerald, who's playing the engineer. He's an actor who's been in town now for a few years. Went through our grad program, and is working all over town. Diana Ift. Do you know Diana?
I know of her. I've not had the pleasure of meeting her, but
Diana plays the British Caroline Conway, the British embassy worker. She's terrific, and I think this is going to be sounds like a cliche, but a real breakthrough role for her. Patrick Cannon, who played George Gibbs in Our Town that I did at the Public. He played my son. And he's playing the photographer, this young sort of hotshot photographer. And then Tony Bingham, you know Tony, is playing the broadcast journalist from Hartford, who's sort of been in Iraq for 3 weeks, and he's trying to make a name for himself. And so that's the cast, and it's a very good cast, and I'm very happy with them, and they're all working extraordinarily hard. And so, yeah.
What can we expect to walk away with after seeing this show?
That's a great question, and I'm so glad you asked that question. Well, when I read this book, of which I think The Painted Bird, when I read the book, I found myself not breathing. It's so, you know what I mean? It just keeps you on edge that you don't even breathe. And then when you finish it, we all know about the horror of war, or we think we do. And the great thing about the novel is he brings it, and so close to the war from the soldier's perspective, and he leaves you with such an ambivalent feeling about the war, and we're asking these brave young people to go do these things, and they, what they encounter is just mind-boggling. And the point is that anybody associated with war, anybody touched by war, I think goes through similar kinds of things. So I'm hoping the audience walks away with that kind of ambivalence about, my God, what have we done, or what do we do in the name of whatever. So I guess maybe that's what I want the audience to walk away with.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think a comedy might be a good follow-up to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a preference, directing comedy versus directing drama?
It's all work. I love comedy. It's hard though.
Dying is easy. Comedy is hard.
You got it. But there are some light moments in this play. That's my favorite kind of thing. A play like August Osage County that I directed here last year. It's an intense, heavy play, but there's hysterical moments in it. And Heads, I don't think, has got too many hysterical moments, but there are some lighter moments.
Well, do you have anything coming up that might feature, say, a Noel Coward / Paul Lynde type?
I have to find one. I have to find one, by God.
Talk about a breakthrough role for somebody.
There you go.
Call me.
I will. I'll be looking. I'll be on the lookout for that.
I'll be on the lookout too.
Would you?
Yeah.
You're
going to get a pile of scripts next
please,
week.
Oh, please. I love it.
Any big plans coming up? Any projects in the future? What's
not
down
that
the
I'm,
road?
Not that I'm aware of. I am taking a sabbatical next year
from
my teaching job for the entire academic year, and I'm really looking forward to that.
And by that, you'll be making your greatest contribution to education.
By taking a sabbatical. So I'm looking to travel and see what comes, be available for things. As you get older, it gets really hard to, teach all day and then act at night, and so I'll have a nice year where I won't have that kind of conflict, and see what happens.
You got any fun places planned out?
I don't know. Maybe Europe, maybe Thailand,
cool.
Maybe Muncie, Indiana.
Back to your showbiz roots.
Back to my showbiz roots. No, I've never been to Muncie. A good friend of mine teaches at Ball State, so I might go see
Visit them. People. That's good.
Go. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep.
Well, great. This has been a delightful conversation.
Thank you.
I knew we'd be laughing.
Well,
I knew that would
happen. With you? Of course.
And two martinis, it was in
there you go.
Indeed.
So love it.
We encourage everybody to get out to see Heads.
Heads
opening.
At the Playhouse.
January 31st.
That was a good take.
Oh, yeah.
Both of us.
We've clearly both done our homework. Nothing's changed, right?
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.